Dr. Peters, our next question is for you. It's from Heather in Tennessee, and she wants to know what the early warning signs of navicular are and how to prevent it once you see those warning signs.
Yeah, this is a complex question, but interesting and insightful, because if you can pick up some of these early signs, maybe you can intervene a bit sooner and have a better outcome or better manage the condition. So I think it's a nice question in that regard. But generally, as Dr. Maxwell stated, that most of these horses are in a consistent work program, either as a pleasure horse or as a show horse or a competition type sport horse. And some of the early things you see tend to find are that all of a sudden that stride doesn't seem as fluid, doesn't seem as comfortable as maybe what you noticed before. You may find that after shoeing that all of a sudden the horse has a few days that they don't quite seem right. They're a little more reluctant. And again, not the gait is not as natural as what it's been. You might see some early signs that the horse on circles or on turns tends to show a little shortness in their gait, one direction or the other. Or you may find that, you know, one day you ride your horse and turning to the right, he doesn't quite seem right. And another day it's turning to the left. It may be a little bit of a shifting leg type of thing that you start to appreciate. The other thing you may see is some stumbling. This is probably fairly consistent, that horses tend to try to unweight their heels if they've got pain there, and so they tend to stab their toe into the ground a little bit. And so what happens is they'll shorten their stride, or they'll try to get their toe down, their foot down a little sooner so they don't have to reach out and land in your heel as much. And so they'll tend to stab the ground and catch the ground, and some of these horses will start stumbling. And that can be, you know, when you don't expect it, or it may be something that you hadn't noticed in your horse before. And so these things are probably the best early warning signs, are things of actually feeling a change in the movement of your horse and being able to appreciate that. As things get a little more chronic, you can actually probably see some changes in the foot growth over time, where a lot of these horses will, again, try to get off their heel. And so the heel will actually grow to try to get down to the ground faster to give them some support. And so some of these horses will start to get a little blocky in their foot, or they will try to narrow and sort of get a contraction of their foot because they're not getting the normal pressure down through the back half of their foot, and pressure expansion, digital cushion action, frog action that the foot needs to stay healthy. And so you may see a change in the conformation of the architecture of the foot there. In terms of how you can best deal with this in terms of a prevention aspect, is probably to get some professional help to get a look at this horse and try to diagnose if that problem is related to the navicular region. And as we've talked about, there are a lot of structures there, the bone, the ligaments that hold the bone in place, the ligaments that support the bone itself from one side to the other, and then the deep flexor tendon, which comes down and rides over that navicular bone and attaches down to the bottom of the foot. And this is where our more recent technology has allowed us to look at these areas a little better and try to get a better diagnosis. But probably the best prevention is to try to get some help to decide why your horse is not moving the way they used to, or why you're getting this change in the gait.